you released a couple of tracks on your website now. The latest one was Money.
Yeah.
Now, is there any more plans to go and do any more recording at all?
Yeah, we've got a lot already ready to release, or whether we actually release them or we just kind of put them up. Not quite sure what the full plan of attack is on that, really.
Mm.
It's a funny one, releasing stuff, because it's people seem to just bootleg things anyway, so I don't really know. I just like the idea of people knowing our tunes. So.
Mm. Mm.
But we've definitely got a lot already. I think we've got about 30, I think the last count was 36 tunes anyway.
Wow.
So
yeah,
we've cut a lot.
Mm.
We just like to get it out there now so people can hopefully come to our gigs and enjoy it more because they know our tunes.
And it's obviously it is a couple of months since this kind of momentous decision you made to change direction, and everything's going as planned and as you'd hoped. So I know it's obviously early days, but
I'll tell you after the Ritz gig whether it's all gone as planned. But it's on the last gig of the tour. Yeah. But up to now, yeah, it's been really good, really positive. We have had a few people that have said, "Why have you done that?" or "I don't get it." You're gonna do that, and you're not gonna please everybody. Everyone's favourite artist have at some point upset people, or just by the styles, or the way they've changed, or one in particular, that we like. Mr. Wells done that times.
Yeah.
You can't please everyone. He releases something, and I think it's that's a great tune. Then someone will go, "Oh, it's not like the Jam." I don't think he intended it to be like the Jam.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's gone up to now. We're doing what we really have love for. We're doing what we want to do with our music, which is essentially is kind of you have to first please yourself, because if you don't, then you're faking it, aren't you?
Mm.
And if you're faking it, then I don't think it comes across genuine at all. So you have to do what you want to do, because then it comes across as at least there's genuine intent there with what you're doing. So it's doing well.
Yeah.
And we just mean to carry on as we are doing, really, with it.
Good, okay. Just finally, Cupids have had a new website and et cetera, and there was a photograph on there that I noticed recently of the band, of you, James, Sid and Ryan. And a lovely picture with a baby called Drew. Tell the listeners a little bit about that.
It was a Yankee baby.
Jake.
Yeah, it was a little American baby that was coming over with his mum and dad to Port Merion, where we did our photo shoot. And we were in a little place called the Grotto, and it's like a pimped out, it's a kind of Second World War bunker almost. It's kind of been designed to look like, but it's got seashells all over it, and it's really nice inside. And there was a few people that were passing by as we were having these photos taken, and this woman comes along and goes, "Hey, it must be a band, having their photos done." And we said something like, we pointed at the baby and said, it'd be, why don't we do, we're just in jest, we said something about Nevermind by Nirvana, "I've got a baby in it." We thought they'd just carry on walking, and she ended up throwing this child at us and said, "Okay," and she didn't even take an email address or a contact for us to send over the pictures. She has no idea that they're up there. I don't suspect anyway. So.
And did he behave himself on the picture?
He was great.
Yeah.
I think he was more out of terror, to be honest, wondering what the hell was going on, to be honest. But
the lovely picture you can see on cupidsband.com for the listeners. So we'll wrap it up there, Jake. So you crack on with your rehearsing and enjoy your tour, and we'll speak to you when you come back.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
See you in a bit.